Wake up with Chris Howson on Good Morning Phuket. Here's a bit of what you missed.
That's a new one by the Chainsmokers, Side Effects on Live 89.5. You're with Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. So we've been talking about this event for the past week or so, getting all amped up for the next edition of the Phuket Sundowners by Oscham. That's going to be happening this Friday, September the 7th. And joining me today is the man behind the beautiful venue for this edition of the Sundowners, Khun Wiki from Boat Lagoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning to all listeners.
Yeah.
Good to be back here at the classic Phuket News.
Well,
Radio.
You've been here so many times before. It's like it's your second home.
Something like that.
So this is really exciting. So Boat Lagoon is going to be the home of the Oscham Phuket Sundowners for this Friday.
Yes, it is. It's into two different sessions this Friday. We start off at 4:30 till 5:30. The first session is going to be a panel discussion on something that everyone is looking at currently, which is going to be the expectation of the Phuket hotel and tourism industry from the marine industry. What is the expectation? So that's going to be a panel discussion, which will be from 4:30 to 5:30, and then we move on to the Sundowners from 6 to 9 o'clock. And for the seminar, we've got a good of a list of industry experts, I would say. To name, we have got Zara. Zara was the former general manager of Yacht Haven. She'll be joining us to give an overview of the Phuket marina and marine industry. And we've got Ian Lancaster, who is a retired international insurance broker. He'll be giving his overview and his observation on boat charters at Phuket, and also reference to the marine industry policies and issues. We've got Scott Duncanson, who's the current Commodore of Phuket Yacht Club. We want to listen to his views and observation on the marine industry, especially Cha Long Bay, and how it could further improve. And we have also the fourth panel member, Lyndon Ellis, who's a general manager from Anantara Vacation Club. He'll be addressing on the hotel guest expectation on charter tours and all that. So we have got a good panel members who are experts in this industry. So I hope we have more people coming up, and we're inviting everyone to come join in. And we also like to share views from the guests who are going to join in for this panel discussion.
Yeah, wonderful. I really like that it's such a diverse panel. It's not just showing the issue from one side. You really do have every angle.
We had a similar panel discussion last year when Boat Lagoon hosted the Oscham for the first time last year. We also spoke on something similar, on how the marine industry and the hospitality industry could work together. It's all for the benefit of the island.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course,
Both need each other, I would say. Without tourists, charter companies, the hospitality doesn't work. So it's an hand in hand. It's how we work together. Most importantly, I would say safety aspect.
Yeah,
this is the most important thing that everyone would like to focus on. Okay, how you educate your tourists, how you train your staff when it comes to tour operation. So it's we're looking forward for a good panel discussion this Friday.
Definitely. And I think it's especially important for people on vacation, because I think something happens when we travel and we go to a beautiful island like Phuket, especially like you mentioned earlier, when you're at these very reputable hotels, people kind of just trust you. They trust that you are going to keep them safe. So
I agree with you, Chris, because I had a chat a couple of weeks ago with some of tour boat operator companies, and their main concern is when they give them some safety briefing. I'm not mentioning the name, but it's just in general. When they give the guests the safety briefing prior to start of the boat trip, they're not focused into safety. They just want to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
So what my argument point is, you are recommended, or the guest was recommended to the charter company by a reputable hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So they trust the hotel. They always give them the best recommendation. And the companies which was recommended by the hotel, they know that this company is good. They look into all kind of safety aspects. So sometimes the guests, the question we had, how often does someone in an aeroplane listen to the stewardess during safety briefing? Hardly. Some. Two.
Maybe your first time, but yes, that's it.
That's it. I know, it's the same thing, but no, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely tricky. But
so we have got that again this Friday, which is 7th of September, from 4:30 to 5:30 at the Boat Point Meeting Room at Boat Lagoon Resort. And then we move on to the Anchor Building, which is along the Lagoon Quay at Phuket Boat Lagoon. We've got a beautiful view of boats. So that's where the sundowners and networking, and we're looking at more industry, business friends, associates of OSTEM, the British Chamber of Business Commerce. We're looking at more industry business associates to join us for the sundowners.
Wonderful. Yep. So I like that. You get the important educational part over with first, 4:30 to 5:30, you get to learn something. Then you get to go and have a little bit more relaxed, laid back.
Yes.
So have a few beverages, maybe.
Yes, it is. Get the serious facts sorted first.
Yeah.
And then you continue on a relaxed mode.
Exactly. Meet some new friends, hang out with some old friends. It's really great. I love the structure of OSTEMs.
Are you going to be there?
I'm not a member of any of those industries, but I will ask if the big boss,
but
if I'm
Classic
allowed.
Classic Media is a partner of this event, so you're most welcome to join us.
Thank you very much. Okay, usually all the invites go to the big boss next door, so I'll see if he'll grace me with an invitation this year. Well, Kumwiki, thank you so much for coming in today.
Welcome.
If people want to sign up for this, do you know how they do that, or can they just show up?
Yes, they can go onto OSTEM's website.
Okay.
They can just Google for OSTEM.com, and then all information, registration is open to both members or non-members.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference in the fee they pay to join in for. The seminar is free of charge. It's open to anyone who would like to come, but there's a limitation to up to 60 people who can attend the seminar due to the capacity of the meeting room. But the sundowner, it's open, so it's not just for OSTEM members, or it's open to any industry associates who would like to join in for networking purpose.
Wonderful. And it's, you better get on it, because it's already Wednesday and it's coming up on Friday. So TikTok. So you go onto the OSTEM website, register, and go down to the beautiful Boat Lagoon this Friday evening to enjoy a great evening of a seminar, learning, and then also networking. Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely. Kumwiki, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me here.
You're very welcome.
See you on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.